Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, we'll be discussing stem cell research and the ethics behind it. And now for those who are listening and don't have any idea what stem cell research is, it's basically using different cells and trying to learn more about some diseases in the medical world with those cells. Now, the major reason why stem cells research is such an important topic is that stem cells are known to be able to renew themselves, which is very vital to researchers. Now, this topic is far more complex than just researching with a few stem cells. Like, over the years, there has been a lot of controversy over the use of stem cells for research purposes for many different reasons. And now most people can agree on the benefits of stem cells, but the divide is mostly between how ethically correct it is to use stem cells for research purposes. So in this episode, we will be talking about the advantages of stem cell research, the stances and the arguments against and for stem cell research, and then the compromise on both sides. Let's get into it. Now, stem cell research has a lot of advantages. According to an article, a journal article written by Rosna and her colleagues, stem cell research has been established so that issues like infertility and preeclampsia can be understood. And because of the legal constraints on stem cell research right now due to ethical concerns, those things cannot be understood as well as they can. And a lot of researchers are on the side of stem cell research has been seen to have a lot of benefits, even now with all the legal constraints. And so it can have a lot more without the legal constraints. According to an article written by Bowers and Hadith, it is stated that stem cell research basically combines biology, medicine, and technology, and it promises to alter healthcare and the understanding of human development. Now, this is so interesting because the article also is able to state clearly the benefits of stem cell research because it goes deeply into many different opinions towards stem cell research all over the world, and how your stance on stem cell research can depend on your values and beliefs. And another one says that stem cell research is set to make a massive impact on the world. And researchers time and time again are trying to convince the world that stem cell research will be advocating for a lot more than it is right now. So I researched a lot of articles on both sides, and it was hard to find people who did not believe in the advantages of stem cell research. It was basically like a major consensus, basically, like stem cell research itself is full of a lot of benefits. Like an article written by a lady named by the last name of Nwege, she stated that the origin of stem cells themselves encapsulate the controversy. Like embryonic stem cells, which originate from the inner cell mass of a blastocyst, which is a 5-day pre-implantation embryo. So we have basically conveyed that a lot of people are aware of the benefits of stem cell research. But the problem is that some of the public and researchers believe that it's ethically wrong to use stem cell for research. And we're going to get into that. Now, the ethics of stem cell research can be boiled down to a couple of things. Yes, humans are used to a certain way of life and belief, and the idea of something contrary to those standards value may seem off-putting to some. And the ethical side of stem cell research really puts that into perspective. Many researchers and scholars have pondered over the idea, and they try to give reasons for such a different way of thinking and belief that's caused such a huge divide when speaking on the ethics of stem cell research. Now, a major article I read about this is Cultural Relativity and Acceptance of Embryonic Stem Cell Research, which is an article written by Olivia Bowers and Marif Mafra Hayith. They are from the Voices in Bioethics, which is a journal at Columbia University. And they basically said that the ethical contention exists because the individual perceptions of using human embryos based on their various cultural, moral, and social values. One reason why there is such an ethical concern surrounding stem cell research is simply the location of the world that you're in. Now, wherever you are, there has been a very set foundational belief system. Like if you go to Africa, the amount of people supporting stem cell research will be far outnumbered by the amount of people who disapprove of the uses of stem cell research. And this can simply be boiled down to the fact that it's a change in religion and moral compass. Like, the article stated that 98.2% of Tunisian population is Muslim. So Tunisia does not permit stem cell research because of the moral conflict with the fatwa. And most people on some form of religion like Christianity or Islam will believe that an embryo certain days after conception deserves the same respect as a human would receive. And that makes it very hard to allow embryos to be used for research, since they basically believe that the value of a human life outweighs wanting to do research. Now, you see that huge belief system, and it is such a big change when you make your way to Asia, because it's like it is on the other side of the extreme. In Asia, the article stated that they did a survey of medical students and healthcare practitioners, and through that survey, 30.8% consider stem cell research morally unacceptable, while 63.5% accepted medical research using human embryonic stem cells. So this clearly shows like the difference in opinion simply because of religious difference and what part of the world you're from. Now, another reason why stem cell research can be seen morally wrong to some and very needed to others can be traced back to who is involved and how they got involved in the process. Another reason why people are very iffy on the moral aspect of stem cell research is basically how the applications are done in some parts of the world. The donors, some parts of the world, the research is taking on so heavily that the applicants are not treated as well as they should be, and it's basically like research first, and that leads to a lot of different problems, and that causes a divide on how morally right stem cell research can be if it only takes focus on the research aspect and not on the people providing the stem cells. So we discussed all of this, and a question may be that, okay, so since we have all of these problems and all these arguments, is there a way to meet in the middle ground? Is there some way in which we can compromise and reach an end that both sides can agree with? There are many alternates provided by researchers and scholars that can help make stem cell research seem less ethically wrong or just not using embryo stem cells at all. One alternate is basically trying to find a different stem cell to perform the research. One of the stem cells being used right now are fetal stem cells. Fetal stem cells are basically those that can be derived from a placenta or amniotic fluid. Now, these are being used because of the fact that, according to an article by Rosna and her colleagues, they are not associated with ethical concerns or they are not covered by strict restrictions. And another good thing about fetal stem cells are they are easier to propagate and also most likely to have less mutations in them. And the best thing about stem cell research is right now is that they can be used right now to aid in the development of the world while ethical concerns surrounding embryonic and adult stem cells are taken care of. But another huge compromise that could be made is just having more local guidelines based on specific needs of people in the area instead of making a universal rule. Because if you make a universal rule of, oh, yeah, we can make all stem cell research legal, or no stem cell research can be allowed at all. There's a problem. But if you try to make a specific guideline based on the people in the area, it helps to make a compromise. For example, Bowers from the article I talked about from Columbia University brings to our attention that the plurality of different moral approaches described above demonstrates that there can be no universally acceptable form of embryonic stem cell on a global scale. So instead of developing one standard flexible ethical applications, flexible ethical applications can be continued. So they recommend local guidelines that can incorporate important cultural and ethical priorities. This means that in a country where majority of the country believe that stem cell research is ethically wrong, there will be a lot more guidelines catering to a specific group of people, like religious people. And on the other hand, areas that are dominated by people who are for stem cell research, guidelines will be less strict, but they are still keeping in mind the minority groups as well. So there are so many different alternates and accommodations for researchers, and they're helping to support the stem cell research and push it forward. So in the conclusion of this podcast, it's basically stem cell research is such an important conversation to have, and it's still ongoing now. And this conversation has a lot more, it is a lot complex than we thought it was. And it's not just a black and white statement, you know. It is a lot more complex, and we have a lot of benefits from it. And so it would be better to learn about it more before making a decision on whether you support it or not. Learn about what each stance has to say about it and make your decision. Thank you for listening.